This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, along with his vice president and other senior officials, flew out of Afghanistan on Sunday, setting the stage for Taliban insurgents to regain power in the country 20 years after they were ousted by a U.S.-led military invasion. Top members of the Taliban Military Commission arrived at the presidential palace in Kabul as Taliban fighters took positions at key posts in the city. Ghani issued a statement on Facebook later Sunday saying he left the country to prevent bloodshed. VOA sister organization Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, reported that Ghani landed in Tajikistan and then left soon afterward for an unknown destination. Abdullah Abdullah, the head of the Afghan National Reconciliation Council, posted a video on Facebook criticizing Ghani for leaving the country. The Taliban swept through most of the country in little more than a week and reached the gates of the capital, Kabul, on Saturday. The insurgents initially stayed out of the city, maintaining they wanted a peaceful transition of power. On Sunday morning, a source told VOA that a Taliban delegation engaged Afghan officials in talks that led to Ghani stepping down. Sources told VOA that a delegation of Afghan leaders will travel to Qatar to formally enact a transfer of power with the Taliban. On Sunday evening, the United Nations urged the Taliban to exercise utmost restraint in order to protect lives and said all humanitarian organizations must be allowed to provide assistance unimpeded. The UN Secretary General is to address the Security Council about Afghanistan at a meeting on Monday morning. And you can keep up with all of the developments in this fast-moving story at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.